Imagine waking up to find your mind fundamentally altered, your intelligence doubled, your perception heightened, your memories crystal clear. This is the unsettling reality that Logan Ramsey faces in Upgrade, a gripping exploration of genetic enhancement and its consequences. The novel thrusts us into a world where the line between improving humanity and destroying what makes us human blurs beyond recognition. As CRISPR technology advances in our real world, this fictional warning about human enhancement feels increasingly prophetic. What happens when we gain the power to rewrite our own genetic code? And more importantly, should we use it? Logan Ramsey carries an unimaginable burden, his complicity in the deaths of 200 million people. Years ago, he assisted his brilliant geneticist mother, Miriam, in releasing genetically modified locusts in China to combat a devastating rice blight. Their noble intentions collapsed when the engineered virus mutated beyond control, triggering an ecological disaster that led to the global famine known as the Great Starvation. Now Logan works at the Gene Protection Agency, GPA, hunting down illegal genetic modifications in a desperate attempt to atone for his past. During a raid on a suspected gene lab, he's exposed to a mysterious substance delivered through synthetic ice bombs. After 2 weeks of observation, doctors declare him healthy, but something fundamental within him has been irreversibly altered. A month after exposure, Logan experiences profound physical changes, denser bones and sharper senses. More alarming are his cognitive transformations. He recalls forgotten memories with perfect clarity, reads complex books at incredible speed, and effortlessly defeats his brilliant daughter at chess. Tests reveal his IQ exceeds 200, beyond measurement limits. His enhanced sensory processing allows him to perceive patterns everywhere and access previously forgotten knowledge, including fluent French. We experience this transformation through Logan's perspective, the disorientation of suddenly perceiving patterns everywhere, the struggle to filter sensory input, the uncanny perfect recall. This evolution is both thrilling and terrifying. Most humans benefit from forgetting. Painful memories fade, embarrassments blur, grief softens. But Logan recalls every moment with crystal clarity, including traumas and regrets, creating a unique psychological torture where the past remains perpetually present. Is forgetting actually essential to being human? After escaping GPA custody with his sister Kara, who underwent the same transformation, Logan discovers their mother isn't dead. Following genetic coordinates, they find her abandoned truck in New Mexico, containing her decomposed body and a recorded message. Their mother reveals she spent 20 years developing genetic enhancements to increase human cognitive abilities, not for personal gain, but for species survival. She believed humanity faces extinction within 150 years unless we fundamentally change our thinking. The genes that once helped early humans create stabilizing myths and traditions now cause us to ignore devastating global problems. With emotion, she explains her mind was failing, so she chose to die while still knowing herself. She leaves them memory drives containing the upgrade sequences, their inheritance to use as they see fit. This creates the central moral dilemma. If humanity faces extinction through short-sightedness, is radical intervention justified? The question mirrors real-world debates about climate change and resource depletion. Can humans solve these problems with our current cognitive architecture, or must we fundamentally change ourselves? And who decides? After watching their mother's message, Logan and Kara reach a philosophical impasse. Kara believes their mother's upgrade could save humanity from extinction, while Logan argues it threatens everything it means to be human. Their disagreement escalates until Kara attempts to kill her brother to preserve the upgrade, forcing Logan to flee. A year later, Logan confirms humanity's impending extinction after reviewing thousands of scientific journals. He concludes civilization's collapse will come from multiple converging threats amplified by human cognitive biases. His mother correctly assessed humanity's trajectory, though he still rejects her solution. The siblings' conflict forms the novel's emotional core. Both want to save humanity, but disagree about what makes us human: our rational capacity, emotional connections, or free will. Their division represents the broader debate about enhancement. Should we preserve something essential about our current form, or embrace radical transformation for survival? The upgrade has created a gulf between Logan and normal humans. Conversations with adults now feel like talking to children. He fears never truly connecting with his family again, highlighting another cost of enhancement: isolation from loved ones. In Glasgow, Scotland, Logan discovers a mysterious outbreak with symptoms including personality changes, memory loss, cognitive impairment, tremors, and vocal outbursts, always ending in death. The disease is actually his mother's upgrade malfunctioning. While the enhancement works for Logan and his sister, it catastrophically fails for 13.6% of recipients, scrambling genes and creating prion-like diseases that destroy brain tissue. This revelation deepens the moral dilemma. Even if cognitive enhancement is necessary for humanity's survival, the upgrade's failure rate represents over 1 billion potential deaths worldwide. It forces us to confront the tangible human cost behind abstract philosophical arguments. When faced with actual suffering individuals, acceptable losses becomes a much harder concept to embrace. What price is justified for humanity's salvation, and who has the right to decide who pays it? After confronting Kara, who created a deadly, transmissible upgrade despite knowing it would kill a billion people, Logan makes a profound discovery. Humanity's core problem isn't intelligence, but compassion. Our brains evolved to care only about our immediate tribe of roughly 150 people, leaving us unable to feel sufficient concern for strangers or future generations. Instead of enhancing intelligence, Logan creates a compassion upgrade by modifying gene systems controlling empathy through a viral vector that has already infected half the world's population. The effects are subtle but significant, with visible changes in policy and discourse emerging. This solution represents a fundamental shift in perspective. Rather than enhancing our intelligence to solve problems, he enhances our capacity to care about those problems. It recognizes that humanity's greatest limitation isn't cognitive, but emotional. We know what needs addressing in global challenges, but lack the collective will to prioritize long-term welfare over short-term individual gain. As genetic technology advances, upgrade poses a crucial question. What essential qualities make us human and should be preserved as we evolve? The novel offers multiple perspectives. Miriam values rational capacity, believing emotional attachments hinder effective reasoning. Kara justifies any means, including mass sacrifice, for humanity's survival. Logan finds humanity in our connections, parent-child love, and sibling bonds. Perhaps our most human quality is our capacity to care for one another. Our salvation might lie not in becoming smarter, stronger, or longer lived, but in growing kinder, more empathetic, and more connected. The true upgrade humanity needs may target our hearts rather than our intelligence. As we approach technologies that could fundamentally alter the human genome, we must question not just whether we can enhance ourselves, but whether we should, and which aspects deserve enhancement. Sometimes the answer isn't transcending our humanity, but embracing it more fully.